Well, good afternoon and welcome to our virtual meeting. It's 1:30 p.m. on February 16th, 2021. Time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. In accordance with the Governor's Proclamation 20-28.15, we are holding meetings remotely. Online we have Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Commissioner Tony Olson, John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, Ann Spangler, our General Counsel, Allison Morrison, our Assistant Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Lila Wall, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute and turn off the camera on your devices when not speaking. I'll ask for questions or comments on agenda items as each item is discussed. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Some questions can be answered during the meeting while others may require more time. Please indicate you would like to speak by clicking raise hand, or if joining by phone, dial *9 and I will call on you to speak at the appropriate time. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda, commissioners?
This is Commissioner Olson. Not an addition, but under our commission business section of the agenda, I'd like to just do a brief revisit of the board's discussion at our last meeting on the rate redesign and adjustment. And it's something for my clarification. Thanks.
This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, state and spell your name and indicate where you're from. Comments from the public is item 2 on the agenda, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. First up, this afternoon is item 2, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record, and please raise your hand. Okay, Mr. Keeler, I will call on you. Allison, I don't seem to be a co-host.
I show that he's not muted right now, Commissioner Logan. He should be able to speak. Commissioner Logan, you're muted.
I believe you're muted, Commissioner Logan.
I am muted. That's interesting. Have I been muted the entire time?
Yes.
You were only unmuted after you asked for Mr. Keeler to
be unmuted. Okay. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Keeler.
Good afternoon. I'm assuming you can hear me.
Yes.
And I will proceed. Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Stephen Keeler, last name spelling K-E-E-L-E-R, and I live in Edmonds. The low this morning was forecasted to be 0 degrees Fahrenheit in Dallas, Texas. In Texas, the electric grid is constructed to be, for the most part, a statewide independent entity. And as promoted, and I'm going to quote now, it's clear that Texas's renewable energy sources, which represent over 95% of new generating capacity, are doing the heavy lifting to keep the lights on, unquote. The state grid is operated by the Energy Regulation Commission of Texas. The locals and Texas media refer to it as ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T. To the dismay of many in that state, rolling blackouts have caused a very bad weather situation to become a crisis for residents. Solar panels add nothing to the grid when it's night, cloudy, or when covered with snow and ice. Windmills demonstrate how unreliable they are without wind. or when the large blades are coated with ice, courtesy of freezing rain. The only response from ERCOT yesterday, in addition to pleading for customers to turn everything down, if not off, follows. The spokesman offered this remarkable response, and I quote, ERCOT calls for rotating outages as extreme winter weather forces generating units offline, unquote. Later, ERCOT added, and I quote again, this event was well beyond the design parameters for a typical or even extreme Texas winter that you would normally plan for, unquote. Some would argue that Texas has near 100% backup for wind and solar. Mm-hmm. Deprived of natural gas, the backup only adds to a crisis. Commissioners, would you drive an unreliable car and tow a reliable car behind for emergencies? Could you fault the reliable car when two different drivers introduce conflict? Commissioners, you have probably forgotten the rolling blackouts of California, the summer of 2020. The Greens will want you to forget the Texas experience of February 2021. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Keeler. And I will say I did live through rolling blackouts in Houston more than 20 years ago. Not very pleasant. Next, we have item 3, our consent agenda. A, approval of minutes for the regular meeting of February 2nd, 2021. B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. C, consideration of certification / ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. D, consideration of a resolution revising the non-union salary structure table and certain portions of the salary administration program. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Okay. If so, raise your hand. I'm not seeing any hands up. Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none. No.
Okay. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next is item 4, items for individual consideration. 4A, consideration of a resolution declaring the intent of the commission to seek reimbursement for certain electric system capital expenditures through the issuance of revenue bonds. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
We have Jim Herling and Lauren Way available to answer any questions regarding this resolution today, commissioners. So first off, I'll ask for any comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public? If so, please raise your hand. Not seeing any hands going up. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners? We were briefed on this recently.
Yes, the February 2nd meeting. I have no questions. None from me either.
Okay. Jim and Lauren got off easy. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item 5, our CEO General Manager report. Do you have a report for us today, John?
Excuse me, I do. A couple items to go over. First, out of our Customer and Energy Services group, our CSRs are reaching out to the customers that have not set up their account on the new MySnowPud site and who previously had the auto pay. And again, haven't created the new profile. And we're focusing on those especially that have not made a payment and or have been struggling with making payments. We're offering assistance to them to both update their profile and then try to move them to some of the other payment arrangements or other payment assistance and options that we have. Also out of Energy Services just launched the Energy Design Assistance Program. This program focuses on the hard to reach, our new commercial and multifamily construction sector, and provides architects and engineers with tools to build energy efficiency and demand response into the initial planning of these buildings to save costs and drive results. We've had a great initial response with both with customer meetings already scheduled. And also in support of our PUD electric transportation plan, Energy Services is excited to announce that on February 23rd, PUD will be launching a free charging promotion. Customers purchasing or leasing a new or certified pre-owned electric vehicle may be eligible for a one-time bill credit of $400 to offset the cost of home charging. The intent of the promotion is to increase customer awareness around home charging, as well as provide the utility with visibility into the location of electric vehicles. Shelley Patterson, our engagement manager, will be providing more information early next week with the announcement of this promotion. From our HR or human resources group, they've been working with the executive leadership team through a process of developing a leadership competency model for the district focused on the executive, senior manager, and manager levels. Project is being led by Drew Woolley and the HR compensation team. These competencies focus on areas essential to effective leadership and includes expecting leaders to focus on hiring, retaining, and developing employees, engaging employees in the focus on our customer experience, identifying opportunities for process improvements, then leading their team successfully through the implementation, strategic and operational vision, including aligning people and resources to achieve results, and shifting to an accountability-based organization. Once finalized, this leadership competency model will be embedded in multiple systems in the organization, including performance evaluations for leaders for 2021, updating the job descriptions for leaders, leadership development, and other programs. The key is that the model will thread through every aspect of the systems related to people and culture in our organization. Also on HR, the job description project led by Marlene Hill Iverson and the compensation team is finalizing all the tools necessary to help managers create new job descriptions for all non-represented positions. We're shifting the focus from tasks to accountabilities and incorporating updated competencies and update minimum requirements and laying the foundation for career paths and employee development. A management advisory committee was selected from managers across the district. They are testing out the tools to draft the new job descriptions that were created by HR project team in conjunction with our consultant Compensation Works. This first or this phase of the project is on track to be completed in 2021 and will set the stage for phase two. out of the facilities, last week the facilities team performed testing on the modular data center, the base isolation system. George Hespy and Doug Wilson worked on the design of the base isolation system, which is a unique system to limit the impact of earthquakes on the data center. And this is again up at the North County site. They developed a way to test the system using two tow trucks to pull on the base isolation system, allowing George and Doug to measure the amount of force needed to move the base isolation system a certain distance. This was a unique project and required creative thinking paired with engineering knowledge to design and carry out. Out of our D&E group, we now have two vehicle chargers at Ops and two Kia Niro electric vehicles for Ops pool usage. Facilities is working through the infrastructure upgrades at the electric building garage to provide sufficient power for up to 10 vehicle chargers. We have a late summer tentative schedule to have several new chargers operating in the electric building garage, which will allow transportation to add a few more EVs to the EB or electric building pool at that time. We are moving forward with our electric vehicle expansion goals as viable options present. Currently, the Kia Niro electric vehicle is our most viable option. It's relatively inexpensive. It comes with a 10-year full warranty and a 260-mile range, which effectively eliminates range anxiety for the users of the Niro. Also out of B&E, it completed substation system improvement project at Richmond Park substation and at Floral Hills substation. And they have set the two large power transformers at our new Twin City substation up in or near Stanwood. And then our IT group upgraded the district's telephony system. The district's telephone that supports all voice communications systems around the district, including the call center, was upgraded to the most current release. The upgraded system improves reliability, enhances call processing, and improves cybersecurity. And then our security incident tracking in Origami, we now have the ability to track security incidents, which we had previously set that up for tracking safety incidents. The new forms and workflows allow security to notify key personnel and leadership immediately after an incident, expediting any follow-up actions required. It will also enhance quarterly and annually reports, allowing for the detection of security trends in support of our continual improvement process. And that's it, unless there's any questions or comments.
Any questions, commissioners, for John?
As Commissioner Olson, John, on the work that ER is doing on the whole job description, except that's a huge project, I know. But embedded in that, is there going to be, in terms of updating our system for slotting new positions in the organization, or when we're bringing someone in terms of where they're placed on the grade scale? Is there going to be work in that area? By slotting, I mean, you have a new position, you look across the district, you look external, and in terms of where it is placed in the structure based upon the job description. And I guess my question is that going to be considered and used?
Yeah, and I'm sure that's part of the process, but if Allison Jubb is on the phone, I will let her elaborate on that a little bit.
Absolutely, yes. Hello, can you hear me okay?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Allison Jubb, HR Director, and great question, Commissioner Olson. Yes, this process that we're going through, not only will it completely overhaul all of our job descriptions and all of our market pay, but we're going to utilize the process that we're developing in this project to be able to address any new positions that come our way. The goal is, we call it maintaining the integrity of the compensation system. And by that, I mean, as new positions come in, we don't want to just, you know, kind of shove them in where we think it makes sense. We're going to do the same analysis, looking at responsibilities and impact and so forth, and then use that to properly slot them in. So it's okay. Going to be a great process. I think it'll work very well.
Well, I look forward to that, to you addressing that as well, because I think it's been a head scratcher for a long time. It's a tough thing to do. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions, commissioners?
Not from me.
All right. Next, we have item 6, commission business, 6A, commission reports. And Commissioner Olson, did you?
Well, I listened to our tape from our last meeting's discussion on the rate redesign, redesign and adjustments, and some recommendations that were brought forward to us at the last meeting. And I thought commissioners identified some areas where we needed some things filled in or to look at alternatives. But in listening to that, I just wanted to convey, at least from my perspective, is that I hope these discussions and board suggestions for looking at alternatives aren't taken into the context of thou shall make it happen. No matter how it may be positive or negative in terms of the overall scheme. This is a huge project. It's been before us and multiple components of it. And, you know, I look, when we have those discussions, I look through the filter only of how's this going to impact the customer. And after I listened to the tape, I thought, you know what? This is like a jigsaw behind the scenes. And you pull a piece out here and it's going to negatively impact that. So bottom line is, it would be my expectation when you come forward is, I'd like to see, okay, if we do this, give me some examples, what are the implications, positive and negative? And perhaps that's not where you believe is in the best interest of the utility, the customer, and the overall project. And I want to make sure that you're upfront and I got good data in front of me so I can make those determinations. And that's all. I just didn't want to leave an impression that this is what we think is better and thou shalt come back to us and make it work. Oh, that was not the impression I wanted to leave.
That's helpful. And I think we're in alignment.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, and that's not the impression I wanted to leave. And I did a lot of the talking. So thank
well,
you.
Well, no, I wasn't, you know, that. Commissioner Logan, we look at it. We represent the owners of this utility. Yeah. And my filter initially, although I kind of tend to, money's important to me, the cost, but my filter initially is, okay, what's that? How's that going to customer? Is that real customer really going to benefit from that? And I kind of look, and then I kind of sat back and thought, this is a huge initiative. And we pull this little piece of puzzle out there and we say, well, we'd like you to do it this way. And mm-hmm. I haven't any understanding of how that all interlinks. So I just wanted to revisit my thought process and wanted to make sure that we didn't send the message is that you have to do that. Yeah. I just want some good data back in terms of your overall analysis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My impression is, and see if you agree with me, is that staff are very open to our questions and they welcome the questions. And I've even been told that they like them. They want to know that we're interested. And so I don't think that they're interpreting that to be an order or a command. Yeah, but anyway, I agree with you, Commissioner Olson.
Yeah, that's good feedback.
Thank you, commissioners.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, I appreciate that feedback. And you know, we're taking that feedback as well as, you know, working internally to come back to you the first commission meeting in March to discuss when is best to implement the residential rate redesign. And Brian's been doing a great job of working with, you know, customer service and Pam Bailey's team, finance, to look at all the different impacts.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll try to bring some good examples of here's the pluses and minuses. So,
and something that not just a list of this might affect, I need something I can really hold on to in terms of bringing it home to me that, gee, if I'm thinking we should go down this path, this is what it's going to cause. Mm-hmm. So I just was revisiting my afterthoughts after listening to the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Are there any other reports, commissioners?
No, I have none.
I have none either. Okay. Next is item 6B, our commission event calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
Well, I think so, but right now it's not coming to mind.
Well, I'm trying to pull mine up.
You mean upcoming events, right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Upcoming.
Okay. On February 23rd, we have our PUD, our presentation to the Economic Alliance.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So that, I'm looking forward to that. And it's all I can think of at the moment. As far as things that have already happened, I really enjoyed the NWPPA conversation with Chairman Glick, Richard Glick, the new FERC chair. So.
Yep, he was very interesting. All right. Next, item 7, governance planning. 7A, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar, commissioners? This is page 149 of our packet.
Don't think I did. No.
Okay. Is there any other business to come before the board today, commissioners? Or John?
Not for me.
Well, hearing none, it is 1:54 p.m. and our meeting is now adjourned. Please stay healthy, everybody.